At the start of this academic year, I sent a personal note to all our educators, first and foremost to thank and appreciate them for their hard work, to affirm the good work they do and to recognize the impact that they've been making. It's not easy to be a teacher. It's not just about teaching a subject, but also ensuring that the children learn deeply and learn holistically. So it's challenging work. And I'll teachers over the last few months when this topic had been at the forefront of public attention constantly remind me that it's not just about the hard work. What's important for them is that there's meaning and impact in the work that they do. And in 2024, MOE set up a reimagining the teaching profession task force. And it had rolled out a series of recommendations, quite a number of which have been implemented. These include rationalizing certain types of work that teachers do, bringing in more administrative staff, bringing in more coaches and allied educators, an admin team, recalibrating the responsibilities of teachers in different aspects of the work. And of course, with EdTech comes an opportunity to bring technology to assist in workload management. And this will allow teachers to focus and use their time for what they see are more important pursuits in lesson preparation, in guidance of their students, and so on. And I was in a dialogue a few days ago with some of our mother tongue teachers' unions, and one of them said candidly that these are important tools, they see the benefit of it, but they see that there's a hill to overcome in terms of them learning and familiarizing themselves with these tools before they truly benefit from the productivity gains and the time savings. And certainly this is something that we work very closely with our educators and our school leaders so that technology becomes an effective enabler. But it is a sum total of it all, including all of us in society, as parents, as members of the community, in continually supporting our teachers, in upholding the respect that we have for the teaching profession, in respecting the MOE Charter, in our interactions with our children's educators, in respecting their personal time and space as well. And so I think as a whole, we will then be able to continue to attract good people into the teaching profession, retain them, grow them, groom them, and enable them to gain deep expertise and experience in moulding the future of Singapore. So I see this as a work in progress. But it's important to highlight this issue and to continue to find ways to address our teachers' workload so that they can do the important things. Well, I think different teachers at different levels, teaching different subjects, doing different duties, will vary in terms of their teaching commitments and their workload. And of course, even through a year, there are peaks and then there are troughs along the way. So all this is a work in progress. We have got we've given guidance to our schools, we give autonomy to our school leaders, and we work actively with them, empower them so that flexible work arrangements, technology enhancements, staff manning and so on, enable them to calibrate and recalibrate in order to manage our teachers' workload. So I think this is something that we will, there's no singular number because it's not practical. We have to look at all the different schools, and our school leaders pay close attention to the workload of the colleagues around them. And I think that's the best way to help to recalibrate this issue.